changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Today I want to jumpstart something that I have jumpstarted. You might say, seriously, he's going to jumpstart that again? He's going to talk about that again? And yet, it is by far one of the most important things we can talk about. Literally, if all I ever did was talk about this, then that would be literally enough. And I'll tell you why. Back in the 11th century, Meister Eckhart, the great theologian, said, if the only prayer you ever uttered was gratitude, it would be enough. As I mentioned to you, I am an autodidact. I read, I listen, I study. I sit at the pool with my girlfriend. She's listening to music, and I'm listening to podcasts and how stuff works and all this kind of stuff. And I was listening to one recently, which I highly recommend. If you're into podcasts, check it out. It's called Human Brain. It's one of my favorites. Hidden Brain, I beg your pardon, Hidden, H-I-D-D-E-N, Hidden Brain with a gentleman named Shankar Vedantam. And they look at why we do the strange, weird things that we do. And one of the things that we know, and I was listening to Bob Proctor talk about this the other day, that we know what to do in our lives so many times. We know what it is we want to accomplish. We know where we want to go. We want to lose 10 pounds or 20 pounds or whatever. We know where we want to go. We want to get a new car or whatever. We want to get up off the couch and exercise more. We want to spend more time playing with our dog. Whatever our want is, and if we are struggling to get ourselves to do it, okay, like maybe turning off the TV and getting a little bit more sleep at night, whatever it is we are struggling to do, if we will develop one characteristic, just one, we will find it easier to accomplish all the others. And that is gratitude. Now, as soon as I say that, people dismiss it. And what I want you to understand is that there are levels of gratitude you have never even begun to explore. And the key to gratitude is that it sets off all of your connection to the universe, all of your connection to God, all of your connection to other people, and mostly a connection to yourself. And gratitude is a muscle. Let me say that again. If you're multitasking, come back. Gratitude is a muscle. It is something that we have to grow. It is something that we have to increase. And it is done through repeated exercise. Now, there's a number of ways you can express gratitude. You can get up in the morning and you can do a gratitude prayer to God, which is one of the things that I love to do. I'll just sit there and I'll say with my cup of coffee, God, today I am grateful for. And I try to come up with as many things as I can. I have a mala, which is both Hindus and Buddhists use malas to count their prayers. Did you know our word bead literally goes back all the way, means prayer? The first beads people ever had were prayer beads, just to count. And so I'll sometimes do a gratitude walk. I'll take the beads and I'll run them through my fingers. They're 108 beads. And I try to come up, I don't try, I come up with 108 things I'm grateful for. And I can be all the way down to, I am grateful that I have toes on my left foot. I am grateful that there is not a hole in front of me as I'm walking. Whatever. It gets you, though, thinking of things that you are grateful for. Take a second, breathe, and realize just how important this is. If you can cultivate this one thing, it will help you lose weight. It will help you quit smoking. It'll help you, like I say, get up off the couch. It'll help you save money. It'll help keep you from late night Amazoning, which sometimes I do. It will keep you from whatever behaviors you want to change. The first thing you need to change is your attitude. And the fastest way to change your attitude is to be grateful. I've said many times, and I've seen it in my own life, The best thing you can do for something that is difficult or stressful is to give thanks for it. To give thanks for it as a teacher for you. And I know that can be difficult when something goes wrong. However, I have found in every case that if you can find yourself going, okay, this has happened for a reason. I'm sure this is going to ultimately benefit me, others, or everybody. And then I'm able to release it and I don't feel so stressed about it. And then it goes away faster. Gratitude. I am grateful for. I appreciate. I am thankful for. Thankful, 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 thankful. Thank you. Thank you. Just, there's a wonderful Hawaiian tradition that's, my friend Joe Vitale wrote a book and did a series on it, and I cannot remember how to say it, so I won't embarrass myself. But it involves saying repeatedly over and over in your head, thank you, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me. And you take those words and basically bounce them around in your head all the time. And it really does a number on your psyche, and it can help you become a lot calmer, connect with people better. It's pretty magical. But the key there is thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just remember that gratitude is not something that you do on Thanksgiving or you do when you bless the food or whatever. It is something you need to actively cultivate like a muscle, because you are actively cultivating like a muscle the opposite of gratitude. What's the opposite of gratitude? Complaining. It is focusing on what is missing rather than being grateful for what is present. I forget who said it, but there's not enough time in the day to be grateful for everything you had. And you know how I can prove it to you? Because if you lost everything, if your home burned down or you lost everything, you would miss it so bad. And if any part of it were returned to you, you would be so grateful. It's all behavioral economics, hedonic adaptation, all rolled in to create the crazy people that we are. And the pathway out is to say, I am grateful for this microphone. I am grateful for the shock guard on this microphone. I am grateful for the stand on this microphone. I'm grateful for the shield on this microphone. Why? Because of the law of mental exclusivity. You cannot think of more than one thing at a time. You can't. You can think of two things together or a million things together, but you cannot think of one thing individually and another thing individually. So if you're running this pattern of gratitude, 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 you have no room for fear, worry, and anxiety. Cultivate gratitude today. Realize that it's a muscle, and get intent on getting buff in the gratitude department. Let me check in with your comments now. There is Sue says, hello. Lynn says, good morning. I think I'm going backwards a little bit there. Kathy Cruz, good morning. It's always good to see you, Kathy, as well. Sing Despacito. Okay. I really don't even know where to go with that. Hey, Robin, great to see you as always. Paula Drake says, hello from the Boston area. Burr, you need to come down here and see us in the Keys. Once the virus and everything is done, we're going to do a big event down here, by the way. I really needed this way today. Thank you. Thank you for expressing gratitude for my talk on gratitude this morning. Ashley, great to see you. I am grateful I didn't sleep in and got up and turned on my computer for this jumpstart. Awesome possum, says Kathy. Hey, Greg, good to see you. Hi, Will from Greer, South Carolina. I know where Greer is. I grew up in Columbia, South Carolina. And Ed says, in my gratitude journal, I used to write, I am grateful for. But now I write, I feel grateful for. I must actually feel the gratitude. Bingo, bango, as always, Ed, you put the fine point on it. The point is to feel the gratitude in your body, to literally feel it. It's got to be a feeling so it's that you get it more and more and more. And you walk around and you find out, I'm lighter, I'm feeling better, et cetera, et cetera. Silly little things that we notice. This is a great example of behavioral economics. where I live in the condo community, we bought a bunch of shopping carts to get your stuff out of your car and bring it upstairs. They're really nice. And all of them have big signs that say, please return to the lobby. And a lot of times people don't do that. And my ego used to, every time I walked through the lobby, I would count how many carts there were. And finally, I realized there are never zero carts there, which means if I ever need a cart, I always have one. And I am grateful for that. And that's my focus. Our egos are funny, funny, funny things. They really are. And one more thing is, I've got Ed up there. And anybody else want to make a parting comment? I'll bring you up in just a second. There's a wonderful quote in the Bible, in all things give thanks, okay? And I once heard a Unity minister speak on this, and it just tore my mind open in a wonderful way, okay? That sounds horrible, but here's the comment. In all things give thanks. It does not say, basically like Ed says here, for all things give thanks. It doesn't say for all things give thanks, although as I've suggested, that's a good way to get over them. It says, in all things, give thanks. Even give thanks when you lose a sale at work, or even give thanks when your child disappoints you. Give thanks for other things, because it will allow you to handle the thing that you are experiencing much easier and much better. Scott says, you can't be grateful and complain at the same time. Thank you. We were discussing actually our whole purpose and mission as the complaint-free world. Believe it or not, something we're always wanting to put a fine tooth on. And my daughter, Leah, who works with me, said, Dad, it's all got to lead to gratitude. It's all got to lead to gratitude, because being grateful, if you're not grateful, if you're walking around complaining about what you have and missing what you want, then you're just never going to be happy. And that is the ultimate currency in life, is happiness. Paula says, would love to see you in the Keys. We postponed our Miami honeymoon. Oh, that's too bad. Well, it's always there. Yes, sir. Now I pray for my president, says Sue. That's great. Wonderful. Good to know. And everything happens for a reason. Yes, it does. Everything happens for a reason. And I'm really, really grateful to have you all here with me. Today is a Friday. I began by reading today's To You Love God, which is from my daily devotional, To You Love God. Might do that again. So try and get here early when you see the countdown timer going on. Enjoy today. Make it a wonderful weekend. And remember, be grateful for it. As soon as I hit this closing video, I would love, love, love for your mind to start going, I'm grateful for, I'm grateful for, I'm grateful for, I'm grateful for, I'm grateful for. They've proven that people who have social anxiety and who have trouble getting around other people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, sometimes they'll just have them describe the room. Blue hat, green shoes, big dog, etc. Anyway, controlling the dialogue in your head. And gratitude, best way to do it. I'm grateful for you all. See you on Monday.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing.